Welcome, Mr. Kasoulidis. Mr. President, distinguished representatives, it has been an honor and a privilege appearing before you today. On behalf of my delegation, let me express the appreciation of the Government of Cyprus for your constructive participation in this interactive dialogue, which touched upon a wide range of human rights issues in our country. I would like to reiterate that the Government of the Republic of Cyprus attributes great importance to the Universal Periodic Review. We are confident that the outcome of today's review will contribute towards further enhancing the promotion and protection of human rights in Cyprus. To this end, the questions, comments, and recommendations received today are of great value. We have tried our utmost, given the time constraints, to explain what we have done since our second review cycle and provide responses. During the period under review, we intensified our engagement with the human rights treaty bodies. To this end, we have improved our normative and structural framework for the promotion of human rights. In compliance with our international human rights obligations in the areas of gender equality, children's rights, the rights of the LGBTI persons, and persons with disabilities, numerous laws and action plans have been adopted, and new independent bodies and mechanisms have been established. Policies to further protect and advance the rights of migrants and refugees were implemented and will be adapted in line with the framework of the recently adopted Global Compacts on Refugees and for Migration. Mr. President, my government has also given priority to the issue of tackling modern slavery and human trafficking by adopting a new national action plan and enhancing cooperation between government departments and NGOs to better protect victims and safeguard their rights. Meanwhile, the comprehensive prison reform has been focused on a humane approach, emphasizing rehabilitation over punishment. Indeed, the UPR provided us with a good opportunity to reflect on what has been achieved and to set new goals for accomplishing more in the protection and promotion of human rights. We recognize that, despite our progress in many areas, there are challenges that we have yet to meet. Mr. President, it has been a privilege for me to be able to represent the Republic of Cyprus today. In closing, I would like to thank you, Mr. President, for the way you have chaired this session, and the Secretariat for its support to the whole process. Thank you.